2020 Voices of Montana election coverage is sponsored in part by AARP Montana. Day four of the U.S. Senate race voter guide, a Q&A series that we've been conducting here on Voices of Montana. I have talked in the past regarding Social Security. We've also talked about protecting Medicare. And we talked about the economy, especially in light of COVID-19. Everything gets painted by that broad COVID-19 brush, as rightly so. Now it's prescription drugs today. And I just wanted to kind of pass out a little bit of information on prescription drugs. And you'll find information on AARP /Montana. Just do a search. You'll come up with some good stuff there on prescription drugs. I'm looking at some of the causes for the high cost of prescription drugs. Here, this is from an article in Nature.com. It just encapsulated a lot of things. They've done a lot of research here, and I found it useful. So I'm going to pass this along. Some of the causes for the high cost of prescription drugs are monopolies, especially because, generic competition is held off for a while. And drug development takes such a long time. That's another cost, or another reason for the high cost of prescription drugs. And these companies that invest as much as $3 billion to develop a new drug do it with the intent of exploring every aspect of a disease, of a cancer, or other kinds of maladies that may befall you. And so they have sort of a monopoly on the research and the development. And that causes a monopoly on the prices. Talked about the high cost of development. It takes about 12 years for a drug to move from preclinical testing to final approval. And as I mentioned, $3 billion worth in general, only about 10 to 20% of drugs tested actually reach the market. There's some public funding, though, that goes into that. And then the seriousness of the disease and the lobbying power of pharmaceutical companies is another reason for the high cost. Some of these global policy solutions include patent reform, faster approval of generics and biosimilar drugs, maybe encouraging nonprofit generic companies, and then compulsory licensing is another one. And there are different U.S. reasons for the high cost of prescription drugs. Some of the solutions unique to the U.S. would be to let Medicare negotiate and then also put a cap on price increases and then remove incentives for more expensive therapy. That's just a quick overview as we look at prescription drugs. All right, thanks again for joining us here. Let's go to our U.S. Senate race voter guide series. Again, this Q&A series for various questions on Voices of Montana. The first question today, as I mentioned, regarding prescription drugs, who Montana Senator Steve Gaines, he is seeking re-election here. He's a fifth-generation Montanan, a lifelong sportsman, and a father of four, elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012. He won the open Senate seat 2 years later and attended public schools in Bozeman, grew up there, and raised his family there as well. So the question is, today, Americans pay the highest prescription drug prices in the world. If re-elected, how will you cut prescription drug prices for all Americans?
This high cost of prescription drugs is something I hear about in every corner of the state. You know, I get to every one of Montana's 56 counties every 2 years. I hear it consistently. High cost prescription drugs is the high out-of-pocket cost. It needs to be addressed. The price of drugs, especially for our seniors, is out of control. And I'm committed to fixing this problem. I've championed a bipartisan package that's making its way through the U.S. Senate that actually lowers the cost of prescription drugs for seniors by about $20 billion, but at the same time it saves taxpayers $100 billion. That sounds like a smart plan. I'll continue to fight to lower drug costs, stand up to Big Pharma and these insurance companies to prevent this price-fixing and collusion that we're seeing across our country.
That's Montana Senator Steve Daines, a Republican, seeking re-election this year in his seat for U.S. Senate. And now to his challenger, the two-time Montana governor. He's a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. He, too, was born and raised in Montana. Hela was his hometown, still is there, as he graduated from Helena High School in 1984, still proud Bengal. Did start his career as legal counsel to the Secretary of State of Montana after graduating school from Claremont McKenna College and then Columbia Law School, where he got his law degree in 2008. He was elected Attorney General of Montana, served one term there, and then followed Governor Brian Schweitzer into the governor's mansion. 2016 was reelected there. The question today for Steve Bullock: Americans pay the highest prescription drug prices in the world, Governor. If elected to the Senate, how will you cut prescription drug prices for all Americans?
The steep cost of prescription drugs continues to burden too many Montanans. Through the ACA, important steps were taken to make medications more affordable for seniors, saving Montanans over $60 million a year. But there's still more that we need to do. As governor, I've stood up to the drug companies and signed bills into law that sought to lower the cost of prescription drugs. In Montana, the state's insurance plan actually negotiates with hospitals to lower the costs. It's ridiculous that companies like Costco can negotiate drug prices, but it's illegal for the federal government to do so. We need to change that. I'll fight to give programs like Medicare the same power to negotiate for fair drug prices and push for bills that lower the costs of our drugs. In the Senate, I'll fight every day for the people of Montana, not pharmaceutical companies.
That is Montana Governor Steve Bullock, again seeking the nomination on the Democratic ticket for U.S. Senate. Very important to U.S. Senate race. Let me give you some information here, too, while we have time before our next break, too. Regarding the mail-in ballots, there are 47 of Montana's 56 counties that will have the all-mail ballots for this general election. I'm going to list the ones that don't. It's Broadwater, Carbon, Fergus, Mineral, Powder River, Powell, Stillwater, Treasure County, and Weibo County. Those are the nine that will hold the poll elections on November 3rd. So prior to that, you are going to, if you're a registered voter and you have plenty of time to register, if you haven't done it yet, really, we're in the regular registration period, and that is going to end October 2nd. If you can register before October 2nd, you're going to have a ballot mailed to you by October 9th. You do have late registration up until October 26th, which is 8 days before the November 3rd election. And past October 26th, you will not have a mail ballot mailed directly to you. And then even after October 26th, you can register even day of in Montana, but you'll have to do that in person. I encourage you to check with your local clerk and recorder's office, the county election office, for more information there, or the Secretary of State's office at sosmt.gov. Remember, by law, there are drop boxes in locales for you to drop off your ballots, but they must be staffed by at least two election office employees while in use. So keep that in mind. Tomorrow, we'll talk about long-term health care on the U.S. Senate Race Voter Guide 2020 Voices of Montana election coverage, brought to you in part by AARP Montana.